Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. I want to say I wish all of you a happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all those that have loved ones in heaven as well. I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. I sure did enjoy mine. I had a lot of guys. I had so much going on all this weekend. I miss you guys. I didn't get to do the podcast on Friday. I had so many virtual meetings. And the remote learning is just expanding so much. So the parents were doing a lot more now. So they're setting up like last week they had the parent-teacher conferences or whatever. For virtual meetings with the parent and the teacher to talk about the kids learning, you know, what their grade levels are, what their reading levels are. And so with this school year up in New York City reporting to you live, and guys, it's a real rainy day today. And I was like, you know what? I want to talk to the people today. I got to talk to the people today. Like, I got to share you guys with this joy and happiness. And I, you know, I'm always want to feed out good energy because you never know what nobody is going through. And like I was telling you guys on the last episode, sending a big love shout out to all those that survived the COVID-19 and that still struggling with the COVID-19. Guys, COVID-19, I do want to say this real brief. COVID-19 has not just vanished, okay? Like, everybody is just moving around like it just floated away. No, it has not floated away, okay? We don't know what's going on. All you can do is sit back right now, stay on top of the universe, the world knowledge, world news, or whatever that's going to get your brain cells where they need to be at to let yourself know that, hey, I still need to protect myself. I still need to be getting my immune boosters. I still need to be making sure, you know, that you're having your virtual meetings with your doctors or, you know, your emergency meetings. You still can go to the hospital if you have emergencies. You don't just have to wait for no virtual meeting with no doctor if you have an immediate emergency. But still do your home boosters and stuff too. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave out the ginger, because I told you guys in earlier episodes that ginger is good for inflammation. Don't go out here going back to these stores and places and stuff like that and not wearing your face mask and this and that. Me and the girls, we go to the dollar store. We go to the grocery store here in New York City. Like I told you, our bodegas is here. But as far as like our big department stores, we order everything online and it gets delivered to us. So at the end of the day, we still moving safely. We still social distances. We still 6 feet deep, 6 feet apart, you know, whatever you want to call it. So, but we're still, you know, we're still living our regular life too. Don't get it twisted. But like at the end of the day, it's just the cash flow. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, we already know $1,200, $1,700. That's not enough money to make it off for the rest of the 2020. I mean, come on, let's be logic. So let's not think about the money. Let's think about our health. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we are all we got. You know what I'm saying? Our children need us. You know, one day I might be a grandmother if my oldest kids give me kids. But, you know, the grandkids need us. Like, whoever. You know, like, at the end of the day, guys, we got to take care of ourselves. I just want to tell you guys, just be safe. Be blessed. Continue doing what you're doing. I mean, you already know as a human being to wash your hands, cover your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Respect the next person that's out here. If it's some deadly disease that's going through the nation, at least show the world that you care and you concern. Protect your children. Protect your loved ones. I miss not seeing my mother on Mother's Day. I was so emotional yesterday, and I gave out a lot of love yesterday. I sent out a lot of on the social media, we was back and forth. And, you know, I just want to tell you guys, like, it felt so good just sharing the love, the peace, the joy, telling other mothers happy Mother's Day. And, you know, my grandmother's is up in heaven. And, you know, letting all the other people know that lost their mothers or, you know, their mother's no longer here. The happy Mother's Day in heaven as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just share love with everybody because, you know what, guys? I know what it is to lose my grandmother. My mother is still here. Thank God for her. I gave her a big shout out. Very phenomenal black woman. Strong backbone. You know, and I had to let her know that, you know, I really do appreciate you, mama. I don't know the pain of what some of these women out here going through to lose a mama. And my mama's still here. But I'm not one of them girls that walk around boasting and bragging about what I got and all this and that. But I will talk about how good God is for life. And me and my mama talk about death all the time. And see, I'm so powerful over here, and I'm so built up and strong as far as my mental and my mentality that I already know, and my mama know, that if one of us go, we already know that this is a part of life. Death is a part of life. So we already know. So we try to live the best of what we can do every day. This is the way my mother raised me to be. A queen raised a queen. You know what I'm saying? I'm raising queens. You know what I'm saying? And as well, I'm gonna give y'all a brief message about the girls. Brooklyn and London, they're in there doing their little school. Brooklyn's on her remote learning. She's doing a Eureka math now. London, she's from her kitchen to the blocks. London, you want to tell the people good morning? You want to say good morning?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABC. Now I know my ABC.
Yeah, you good bud. You just want to say your ABC. You want to count? Okay, go and say numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Keep going.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 21.
Great job, you good boy. Yeah. She got to get those ABCs and numbers in. But, guys, she's learning. She's getting bigger. She loves fruit and milk and water. You know what I'm saying? There's some healthy kids. We good over here. We blessed. And we want to share our love. Because, you know what I'm saying? God don't want people on this earth to be being selfish and mean and, you know, unkind and stuff like that. So, I try to share my love and share my joy and share positive energy. Because let me tell you something. Positive energy is everything. So at the end of the day, if I can share my love, peace, and build my energy up and share it with somebody else to build their energy up, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm on earth to do. I always been the life of the party. From a baby to right now, I always been the life of the party. I always uplift people. I always try to understand the earth around me. It ain't a neighborhood in the United States of America I don't understand. I'm telling you facts. Federal facts. But at the end of the day, guys, I want to tell all my listener supports out there that I want to thank you guys, too, for tuning in. I don't know who you are or what your situation may be, but do know that the Black Diamond loves you. I care about what's going on out here in the world to our good people. You understand? Positive vibes over here. It's nothing but positive vibes. It took me a long time to really open up, to let the world know that I exist. It's a lot of us diamonds in the rough out here that don't make it out the hood. You know what I'm saying? And to all my women out there that survived domestic violence, big salute to you. You know, it's a lot of us women out here, we attracted to the bad boy lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them. But, you know, I had a, guys, let me take a good sip of this good cup of coffee. So all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. The Black Diamond loves you. Put me in that cup of coffee. Yes. But guys, like I was saying, it took me a long time to really open up and tell my story, you know, explain my journeys, you know what I'm saying? Just open up to the world. I want the world to know my story. I don't got no skeletons in the closet. Whatever you want to know. And guys, at the end of every episode that I record, you can go to the Anchor, big shout out to Anchor. Anchor got the girl booming right now. 6-7 platforms. You know what I'm saying? Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just Google me. Google me. Black Diamond, BlackDiamond 2020 on Google and look the podcast up to see what you got for the type of equipment that you have. I have a listener support button if you guys want to make a donation. You can make as little as 99-cent donation a month. It goes from 99 cent to $4.99. Or if you want to do a direct, you know, my Cash App is the dollar sign, AWII19. That stands for A Woman's Intuition Incorporated. It's a company that I started about, you know, I say about 10 years ago. It's a women empowerment company. And this company is being designed and constructed for all women of all nationality, all walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working on my business plan with that right now. As soon as I get that together, guys, I'll let you guys know about all that. But I'm just letting y'all know that's the personal company Cash App. If you ever want to send a love offering, that's $AWII19. Yeah, so at the end of the day, guys, you know what I'm saying? The Black Diamond booming over here, and I want everybody to know that. And if you ever want to send a message, guys, it's a link for you to send messages direct to me, too. So if it's positive, I can put it on my podcast, share it with someone else to build somebody else up. Come together with me. Come together with me. Let's build a team of support through this podcasting and giving out good vibes and good messages. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a different journey. And whatever this person got going on and that person got going on, I'm all for it, long as it's building up the people, because we need the people to build up, you know what I'm saying, to stop the violence, you know what I'm saying, the murder, you know what I'm saying, the disloyalty, the dishonesty, the no trust, you know, like, we want to stop all of that, envious, jealousy, which you know, the world going to be the world, but they don't got nothing to do with the type of movement that you could be a part of. So what I'm doing, I'm building my own thing over here. Black Diamond doing her own thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sharing to the people the part of me that I want them to know. You know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about the past and all the bad. Let me talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. That's why I like this podcast. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can tell me what to say, how to say. But I chose to do positive vibes and leave the profanity out, because I have a lot of colleagues out here in very high places that has respect and love for me, and I have respect and love for them. So I don't want to get up here acting like some monkey rat or some person that don't have no way of life and no discipline and no training. Nah, I'm not her. My grandmother whipped my tail, okay? My mother disciplined, whipped my tail. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I'm from Horry County. I was born in a little town called Mullins, South Carolina. I grew up in Green Sea, South Carolina, all down there in them country areas with the tobacco fields and the corn fields and all that stuff. I done picked blueberries. I done picked strawberries. I did all of that. You know what I'm saying? At the age of 16, I was working two jobs in North Carolina. One job was paying us $4.50 an hour. The other job was paying us $7.50 an hour. I was 16 years old, had a driver's license, and I had a brand new BMW. Yeah, real talk. These real talk, real facts. You understand? And guess what? At the end of the day, I still had rules at my mama house. Because you know why? Regardless of what I had on and what I was doing at the age of 16. And it was going down at the age of 16. And you know, some girls be out there moving a little too fast. Me, I was too. I lost my virginity at the age of 16. Yeah, at the age of 16. Pop, choo-cha-chop, choop, boom. Yeah. But you know what? It was a part of life. And it was an experience out of this world. So like I tell people, we all got a journey. We all got a story. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm doing with half of my story, guys? I'm sharing a part of it with you. And I'm writing the rest of it down. I've been working on these books for the last 7 years. You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of times, you have a lot of projects that you be working on. A lot of aspirations. A lot of goals. And then you can get into these certain situations. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a relationship. Or maybe it's a family situation, and it will knock you all the way back from what you got going on for yourself and your focus. So now I'm not letting none of that interfere. I'm not letting none of that interfere. I'm praying harder. I'm trusting in God more, and I'm just putting everything in God's hand, because at the end of the day, I cannot save the world. Okay, but I can share positive vibes and share knowledge and do what I can do to lift the people and help the people. And for those who don't know how to help themselves or lift themselves, be a lifting hand to them too. You know what I'm saying? Give them the resources that they need. Cause let me tell you something. Out here in New York, let me tell you something. Harlem World, big shout out to Harlem. Let me tell you something. They've been taking care of me during the pandemic. Shout out to the mayor. Shout out to the governor. All that y'all do, I'm greatly appreciated. The Black Diamond greatly appreciated. My kid's good. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to the DOE. You know what I'm saying? T-Mobile still bumping on the Apple iPad with the internet. Kids still logging in. They having Google Meet. She get to see the other kids. And another big thing, shout out to PS13. They're doing real good with the virtual PTA face-to-face meeting, call-in meetings. And, they're doing really, really well. And they have a setup too, guys, with my daughter Brooklyn School, that if any kids is going through any social emotions or, you know what I'm saying, you know, going through this quarantine and really don't understand what's going on, just to be in the house doing their schoolwork every day, parks is closed, theme parks is closed, and, you know, it ain't too much for them to do. The malls is closed. They can't go get no new sneakers. Like, you know what I'm saying, the little kids up here in New York City, it's a million of them. They a little stressed. So they got a setup at my daughter's school where they can call in, the social workers can call in, and the social workers is setting up with each student, you know, a face-to-face Google Meet, Zoom Meet, or whichever one, you know, that's available for at the time, to do the face-to-face to check on their social emotions and stuff like that to see if they're still good. But see, when they tune in with my kids over here every day like they in Disney World, because I keep their world alive. You know what I'm saying? We not drowsy with what's going on the outside. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole nother world inside my space of being. You understand? You got to bring your space of being alive to their comfort. We have school in here. We have dance. We have yoga, cooking different dishes, watching movies together, playing games. We do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Different little stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got the American girls in here and them American dolls. Let me tell you something, to all my American doll lovers out there, hey, big salute. These dolls is expensive, guys, okay? And let me tell you something, when Brooklyn does a good school year in school, yes, my mother started this trend, okay? Because I would never pay $100, $200, $300, $400 for no baby dolls, okay? But my mother and my sister, Judy and Vera, okay, my baby sister, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her. She out there in Greensboro, North Carolina, Health Heroes. She's worked since the hospital out there. Moses Cone, something like that. But it's a big health hospital out there. She's been taking care of a lot of COVID-19 patients that came through in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. Big shout out to her and all my health heroes out there. Big support system out there. Big shout out to you guys. Thank you for being so courageous and, you know what I'm saying, kind-hearted to help the people that was going through and all the people that lost loved ones to the COVID-19. I seen some brief news a few days ago. It was so many people couldn't even come from the islands. Big shout out to all the mothers over there in the Caribbean islands and that couldn't come over here and bury their children. Some had to have cremations without their mothers being there. Had bodies had to get shipped all the way back. It's just all kind of stuff, you know, that was going on with this big shutdown. But big shout out to all you guys. Love shout out. I'm sending my love positive waves all the way to the Caribbean islands, because that's got to be a painful thing for any mother, child to die alone where they can't be there for their kid, you know, or regardless of how old they is and somebody body just laying up in a truck or in a cold ground. That's not the way we want to do our people. You know what I'm saying? We are not slaves. You understand that this is not slavery days. We ain't supposed to just let our people just be done like that and it just be done like that. It just seems so unconstitutional to me, guys. You know, the Black Diamond feel the way she feel. Let me take another good sip of this coffee, guys. Y'all own. To all my coffee lovers out there. And I want to send a special love shout out, guys, to my Aunt Helen as well. She was recently placed in a nursing home. And it hurt me so bad. To see her go into a nursing home knowing that, you know, hey, she had 11 children. A few of her sons are incarcerated in prison. One of them is serving a life sentence without parole. And a grandson serving a life sentence without parole. The other sons, they have a short period of prison time, less than 15 years. And the daughters that she do have out here, able body and this and that, I'm not understanding how can you as a woman sit there and have your good strength and let your mother go in a nursing home. But that's another part of the story, guys. I ain't going to really talk about that too much. But at the end of the day, I want to let Aunt Helen know that I love you. New York City is on pause right now. But if I could have got up out of here and got down there, I would have saved her from going to that nursing home. I would have took care of her. I would have did whatever I had to do. It's not about the money with me. You know what I'm saying? I like loyalty people. She just gave me a nice birthday gift last year when I was down in North Carolina for my birthday. And I don't want to see none of my family members going to no nursing homes. A lot of stuff be going on in these nursing homes. But I'm not going to share that part of this pain with you guys too much today because I don't want to dwell on that. But people, love your people. Take care of your people. Be there for your people, okay? Because we only got one life to live. And anybody who let their mother go into a nursing home, I put that in God's hand. But guys, not for nothing, guys. Big love shout out to my Aunt Helen. She is the most outgoing woman you will ever meet. She's in her late or early 60s. And Aunt Helen, she always a good cook. Like I said, never had a kids, 20-something grandkids, probably about 40 now. I don't know. And what'd you say, Sugarfoot?
Doesn't need help.
Okay. So, you know, it's like, you know, hey, so at the end of the day, you know, I just say, hey, she was a great woman. I think about all the good things. I try not to sit over here and dwell too much. What, babe? What's your name?
I want to say hi to them.
Okay, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, she said Brooklyn about to do her work. She about to do her learning. London want to do her briefing, her little commercial. Okay, but back to what I said. She was a great woman. She do a whole lot of knitting. She always, she's one of my mom's older sister, you know what I'm saying? And my mother, she up in age. There ain't too much she could do. And, you know, just to hear my mother even go through the pain that she went through, it affected me as being her firstborn daughter. Because, you know, to see your family member going through something and you can't help them and you crying out for help and nobody wants to help, you know what I'm saying? But I want to give a big love shout out to a friend girl of mine's back in North Carolina, LaTanya McMillan, a.k.a. Poony Poon. She was there for me during the time of this pandemic, and I had reached out to her for her to go over there and help my aunt that was in desperate need during the COVID-19, and she went over there for me for a few days to help out, and you know, but not for nothing, you know, I appreciate all those that came through and did what they did. It's just that, you know, it's a big ordeal to see her going to a nursing home, and it bothered me. It really did. It bothered me. But you know what? I went to praying about the situation. I put it in God's hand because I know at the end of the day, I got to stay on top over here. I got these businesses and these blueprints that I'm working on, trying to build my business up because I'm coming out this quarantine a millionaire. You understand? And that's my goals. That's what I'm determined to do. And I will do it. And it's going to get done. However, I got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Me and God. It's nothing. It's me against the world if it ain't positive. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, guys, we got to stay positive. We got to stay focused. We got to pray. But we also got to stand up for our people. And I stand up for my people. I love my people. I'm loyal. Okay? I'm a perfect example of loyalty. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of past. That's my past. And I put that behind me. But that past made me the woman that I am today. It made me very powerful. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of self-knowledge, reading a lot of new books. I'm gaining a lot of new strength. You know what I'm saying? A lot of new courage. And this quarantine is like an extra plus to me right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get through whatever I get through. I just want my people to know that, you know, when you go through, it affects me too. That's why I pray harder. And, you know, I try to send out these positive waves so my people can know that, listen, my vibrations are here. Vibrations of love is still here. Okay? And I love you guys all the way from New York City to North Carolina, in South Carolina. You know your girl love you. Yeah, so y'all, yeah. So at the end of the day, guys, happy Mother's Day to all my mothers out there. Yeah, and all the mothers in heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes, all them great mothers that out here raise queens out here. We got to make them proud. You know what I'm saying? I make my grandmother proud every day, both of them. And I'm named after my grandmothers. My first name is after my grandmothers, Lizzie. My dad's mother and my mother's mother. Name was Lizzie. They from Horry County. My dad and my mother got together. I'm their firstborn daughter. I was playing. And they named me Lizzie. You know what I'm saying? So that's my first name. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? And Lizzie get busy on any of you dizzies. Yeah, guys. But anyway, you know, that's just a little humor. At the end of the day, we got to stay focused. Got to stay, you know, positive, gotta stay healthy, and gotta stay aware. So guys, not for nothing, you guys stay safe, be blessed, and know that at the end of the day, the COVID-19 chick, she's still out there, okay? So be safe, social distance, quarantine, 6 feet, six part, whatever you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Respect each other, but I love you guys, and until next time, we're going to finish the story in the next episodes. It's going to get juicy this episode. So tune in to your girl. Whenever you get a chance, just check me out. Check me out. I might have something in here that can lift your spirit, lift your soul. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, hit your girl up. Subscribe. Send me a message. Send me a love offering. However your heart feels. Tune in to your girl. Peace.